This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military has taken over Afghanistan's airspace as it struggles to manage a chaotic evacuation after the Taliban rolled into the capital. The militants, meanwhile, sought to project calm amid widespread fears of looting and violence. Taliban swept into the capital Sunday after the Western-backed government collapsed and the president fled the country. Thousands of Afghans, fearing a return to the Taliban's brutal rule, are trying to flee. Videos circulating on social media showed hundreds of people racing across the tarmac at the international airport as U.S. soldiers fired warning shots in the air. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered. The death toll from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti soared to at least 1,300 Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake also left approximately 6,000 people injured in the Caribbean nation, with thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to shelter in streets or soccer fields, with a few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scrambled to help those who were injured. Three tropical systems are churning early Monday in the Atlantic Basin and threatening to impact the U.S. Gulf Coast, some Caribbean islands, including earthquake-damaged Haiti and the island of Bermuda. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. Tropical Depression Grace is forecast to move over several areas, possibly causing flooding. Another tropical depression is forming Sunday. This is VOA News. Warning of tough days ahead with surging COVID-19 infections. The director of the National Institutes of Health said Sunday the U.S. could decide in the next couple of weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans over the fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Dr. Francis Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated people to get their shots, calling them sitting ducks for a Delta variant that is ravaging the country and showing little signs of letting up. After a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose of coronavirus vaccine are competing with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose. But the country now has only 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa that the slow trickle of donated doses cannot keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The urgency to obtain a second dose across much of the world's least vaccinated continent contrasts sharply with rich countries now beginning to authorize third doses. Days after the alarming warning of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that there was a code red for humanity with global warming threatening to choke the planet, individuals were seeking to play their part. Some citizens have known this day would come for decades, and many have taken tiny individual steps to do their part. Activists say actions by individuals may only be a tiny drop, but actions by millions of individuals can make a real difference, though governments will still have to step up in the fight against climate change. Japan marked the 76th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. At the somber ceremony, the Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga pledged for the tragedy of war to never be repeated, but he avoided apologizing for his country's aggression. In contrast, the emperor expressed deep remorse over his country's wartime actions in a carefully nuanced speech. Also Sunday, Suga's predecessor, Shinzo Abe, and two ministers of the cabinet prayed at the Yasukuni Shrine. The site is viewed by China and the Koreas as a symbol of Japanese militarism. South Korea urged Japanese officials to show sincere remorse through action, so that the countries could develop future-oriented ties. There's more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.